Gemara has a story in Chagige about someone who traveled 3 months to learn in yeshiva for 1 day, and then he went back for 3 months. He wanted to be with his wife for Yom Tov, for Sukkot, and for Pesach. Marsha asked, what about Shavuos? But, so he traveled from Pesach 3 months back and forth, and from Sukkot 3 months back and forth. And he was in the yeshiva for 2 days a year. And the Olam used to laugh at him. They call him Bar Berav the Chad Yomer. He's a Bar Berav the 1 day. Comes there to learn for 1 day. So Rabbi Yochanan gave a drosha that Oysa Yidush and Yom Yom is a posik. Someone who learns 1 day out of the year is as if he learns all year. What does that mean? It means like this. That when a person works or does anything in order to learn Torah, he has schar for Talmud Torah for the work that he does. That's a Rashi in Menuchas of Tzadik Tes. Rashi says, Rashi says the bitul of Torah is nechshav as if he learned Torah during that time. He has schar for Talmud Torah when he sleeps, when he eats, if he does it, l'shem Torah. So if this person spent 3 months traveling to Torah, to learn Torah, so he has schar for Talmud Torah for all those 3 months that he traveled back and forth, because it was all for Torah, Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, whatever leads up to Talmud Torah is also Talmud Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan was saying, a person learns 1 day, learns basmode b'iyun, that's as if he learned all year. So the same thing is, the Olam comes here, you're not, you're Oisik in Torah all year, I'm sure, you have Kevet Mater, but did you come to the Beis Medrash to learn full time a few days a year, that's considered as if you learn all year. That's a Mefurash Gemara. Because that's the tachlis of all your work and everything you're doing, is you should have time to learn Torah and to raise your children to learn Torah. So you have schar for Talmud Torah for what you're doing during the year. The Gemara says, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim. In the Gemara Bava Metzia, at the end of Perek Azov, about a certain tume, or a certain tanu, was tome or not. So yeah, Rabbi Elazar wanted to prove that he's right. He made 3 nisim happen, but still the Chachomim said, Lo v'ashamayim hi. What are those 3 nisim? The Goyin says those 3 nisim are not stam nisim, but they're telling us how a person is kind of Torah. First he told them, Im alocha kemoisi, he said, amas amayim techiach, let the stream of water be mechiach. And the water was going in one direction, started going in another direction. So, unless, they said, afal pikein, gorach ram lahatis. The second proof of Elazar brought was in Aloha Kemoisi Charuv Yechiach, that the carob tree proved it. There was a carob tree there and it got Nekam and Mekoyma, it was uprooted. Doesn't matter, they said, you still don't listen to a Yochid, Aloha like the Rabbi. He brought a third raya, Kais the Beis HaMedrash Yechichu. And let the walls of the Beis Medrash prove. And the walls started falling in. Till Rabbi Shua screamed at them and said, if the Chachom are having a machlokes, why do you have to mix in? And they stood tilted inwards, and it's still standing there at the time of Chazal. So, but anyhow, the Ikir is that 3 proofs of Elazar brought, Amas HaMayim, Charuv, and Kesev Beis HaMidosh. The Vilna Gaon says, brought in the Deras Elyo, and the Kutim on Gemara. The Vilna Gaon says that these are 3 simonim that he, Eliezer, Eliezer was zeche to the highest madrigan Torah possible. We want to prove he's right. You need 3 things to be zeche in Torah, and they are included in the Memchas Dvorim the Torah is nicknamed by him, in Pirkei Avos, the Gaon says that you could subsume all of them under three categories. They are, first of all, you need a novel. You need a novel. Without a novel, you can't be zeichet the Torah. The second thing is you need stapkus b'muat. That you can't be zeichet the Torah. And the third thing is you need limud. You need to learn basmod and be yun. So, of course, the first thing is a limud. Keneged the anovo, Abelezer said, let the amas amayim yechiyach. Amayim is always a simon of anovo because it reaches the lowest level. Right? So let the amas amayim prove. Let it go the other way. Prove that I reached the madrege of anovo. The second madrege, the second quality is to learn, is to be mistapik b'muad, not to take more than you need in your gashmias. So he said that the chavuv yechiyach, the chavuv is the minimum that a person can survive on. Rabbi Shimon Yochai lived on a chavuv. That gives the minimum nourishment that a person needs. But the chavuv proved that I never lived with more than I needed. And the third thing is the learning of hasmode. Let the Kaisi Beis Medrash Yechiyach, the walls of the Beis Medrash proved that I was always in the Beis Medrash learning. So these are the three things: Anova, Istapkus, Memuat, and Limud. These three things are neged the Ikri Yetzahor of a person. Ikri Yetzahor of a person, first of all, is power, wealth, wanting to rule over others. For that, you need Anova to get rid of that Yetzahor. And the second strong Yetzahor of a person is his Taiva. Physical type, his appetites. Connected to that, we have istapkus b'muat. You're happy with a minimum. You don't run after your physical nature. And the third thing is, kaisli beis hamidrash, you have to learn basmoda. And that was the third quality which Rabbi Elazar had. Why are these three qualities so necessary? Because to be zeichet the Torah, you can't focus on yourself. You have to focus on others. You have to focus not on your belly. You have to focus on knowing emes. Because of that, you need these midas of anovo and istapkus b'muad. Anovo because you're not focused on yourself, and istapkus b'muad, you're not focused on your taivas, on your appetites, and limud because you're focused on knowing emes. These are the midas that are necessary for learning Torah. So these are midas that I don't have to tell you, but there's a yetzahara in a person. But once he leaves yeshiva, he thinks to himself, all right, I'm not going to become a gadol b'Torah anymore. So let me just be yetzah, maybe I'll be kaveh to b'Torah. But the cheshek of a bocher to shteig is often lost in a younger man. It's a wrong attitude. He has to make every minute of his work Talmud Torah, Bitul Zeh Kiyumo. He has to become a Barbi Rav de Chad Yemen, not just traveling to Yachi Kalo, but every single day the learning has to be the Ika of his work, of his life, and the Meloche has to be a Tofel to learning Torah. Chavos Chaim says in a certain place, what does it say? Melach Tucho Aroi, your work, your income has to be aroi, has to be aroi means irregular, and your Torah has to be the ikir, has to be regular. Chofetz Chaim says that doesn't matter how many hours a day you work, but the ikir of your day is the Talmud Torah. That's what you're not mevatel, that's the ikir, that's what you look forward to. You have to make a living. That's the proper attitude. Your Torah then is a Torah. You're a ben Torah. You remain a yeshiva man, even after you leave yeshiva, and you're oisik and panosa. You still have to know that you need the qualities of Torah, and you also continue with the kinyonim of Torah. You can ishtag, in anova, you can ishtag in istapkus b'muad and asmode. You must not. A person must not think that his days of shtaging are over once he leaves the yeshiva. He always is growing. He always has to grow. That's Be'ez Hashem. I think I'm talking to pushing an open door. The new light that came here understand that very well. Any spare moment they have, they sit and learn. They come to yeshiva to learn. And learning be'iyun, I understand the learning was very much be'iyun that you did just now, that you were in the middle of. Be'ez Hashem, you should be always zeiche to aliyah and to make tereschem keva mlechem aroi. The ikish in your lives should be talmud Torah, even if it's an hour a day, it could be the ikir of your lives. And certainly should be more if you have more time. And the kinyanim of Torah, you should never stop working on the kinyanim of Torah, not to look for money, not to look for COVID, not to look for power, not to look for wealth, to look to have time to be able to sit and learn Torah, and Be'ez Hashem to grow and raise your children in those ways. The rest is a yetzer hara. It's a fantasy which doesn't really matter. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench you all that you should be, should grow to be bigger Talmid Chacham than you are now, and continue a lifetime of shtaging and growth and learning, Be'ez Hashem. Told me that anyone would like to ask any questions, I would try. If I have an answer, I'll tell you an answer. If I don't have an answer, I'll tell you. Yeah.
I'm going to rotate through the room. If there are questions, I'll bring it up to Yeshiva. Perhaps we could start Yeshiva to ask her on. This is most of the reason people have time to come over the Sunday and Monday is because it's Memorial Day weekend. So how should we cure ice with what is a non-religious, non-Jewish, non-religious secular holiday? What is the right way to relate to such a day? It's not a religious holiday, but it's not a Jewish holiday. A secular, non-religious American day.
What an important thing you have to know is there's a difference, there's a separation of Klal Yisrael from Musa'il. Culturally, physically, socially, there has to be a separation between Am Yisrael and Musa'il. We don't join in their celebrations, we don't join in their holidays. Yeah, it's a memorial day, we have to be Makir Tov maybe to those who died to keep America alive, died in all the wars. But to join in a celebration, they don't have any special food on Memorial Day. I think you're supposed to go to the beach, Al Pi Halacha, on Memorial Day, make a traffic jam. That's one of the mitzvahs Hayom. Don't join with that. You're doing that. You're coming here. There's nothing to talk about. But not to join, you can't join with them in anything, even if it's good, it's a good idea, Thanksgiving. It's a nice idea, but not the way that they give Thanksgiving. We're not part of that culture. We're a different way. We give Thanksgiving three times a day when we say Moedim. We don't say Thanksgiving by eating turkey. We cannot be part of the culture, the Goyish culture. Our children can't see us as part of that culture. We can't identify. We don't have to go and fight and be a kanoi and say it's Treif Chaza. They can't see, though, any special identification that we have with the Goyish culture. That's how children should see us. We're Yidden, we're separate. We cannot be part of the culture around us. We should respect them. Of course, we're good citizens. We don't violate the law. We respect the officials and the flag and everything else. That's because we have to be part of it. We're part of a country, part of a nation. And we have to follow the laws of the nation and make sure that it functions properly. It's for our benefit that the laws function properly. But we cannot identify with the values and the celebrations of the Goyishan country around us, the Goyishan nation around us. Yeah.
Somebody asked if the Rosh Hashiva could address. Sadly, there have been a number of tragedies in America, shootings. If the Rosh Hashiva could give his thoughts on where, how these things come to pass, and where it comes from that such tragedy should happen.
When people are raised without the value of controlling the Yetzer Hara, anything can happen. Jews are raised, you don't give in. You have a Yetzer Hara for a tray for food, you don't need it. You have a Yetzer Hara to work on Shabbos, you don't work. You have a Yetzer Hara to marry somebody, it's also, you don't marry her. Jews are raised with Kvishas HaYetzer. I once heard, on a radio in Israel, they're interviewing a certain yeshiva man. A reporter asked him, what's the difference between your culture and our culture, the secular culture in Israel? He said a very good vote. I think he encapsulated, must have been a big lump, because he encapsulated it in one sentence. He says, your culture is to enhance the Yetzer Hara, and our culture is to control the Yetzer Hara. That's Mamash Opketach. So we have a culture, we're trying to enhance the Yetzer Hara, except you have to do with limits and it doesn't hurt anyone else. That's the ethics. Ethics are you do what you want, except the limits are you can't hurt anyone else. That's why the greatest crime in America is littering the environment. Littering the environment, you're hurting other people. You can't litter the environment. But cheating in income tax or lying, these things, that's not considered a crime. Controlling your Yetzer Hara, Eishes Ish, that's not a crime. That's you just giving expression to love, to what you feel like doing. We live in a culture, not just America, the whole world, everything besides Yiddishkeit. Maybe besides the Arabs, I don't know. I'm not familiar so much with their culture. But we live in a culture where everything that you feel like doing, you must do, you can do. And to enhance that Yetzer Hara is a mitzvah. The movement LGBT+, to enhance, you have a Yetzer Hara, there's no such thing as a value which is against the Yetzer Hara. There's an intimation that a court is going to overrule Roe versus Wade, and abortion is going to become illegal. Protests in the street, people say, we have to make an insurrection against the government. A mayor of Chicago said that the other day. So, why? Because you're infringing on my rights to indulge in my appetites. Infringing on my rights to live a life that I want to live. I can kill for that. Doesn't matter. The supreme value is doing what I feel like doing. So that's the society people grew up in. I feel like killing somebody, I kill him. I want to be famous, so the murderer attaches a video camera to his head so that everyone can benefit from what it looks like to kill somebody. This is all because, I'm not saying he's a normal person, but it's indicative of the society, the culture we live in. The culture we live in is enhancing the Yetzer Hara. Everybody would like to kill sometime in his life. You get angry at somebody, you want to kill him sometimes. But we control our Yetzer Hara because it's also. But he likes to kill, and he didn't control his Yetzer Hara. It's not much difference. The difference is, we both have the same Yetzer Hara, but we have a value that you control your Yetzer Hara. So, this American society, which is godless, just the few in the Midwest, they still believe in God. But it's also not to control your Yetzer Hara. It's just that if you believe in God, your family will stay together. You'll ultimately have more pleasure for yourself. They don't believe in God as a purpose in life. Only Kol Yisrael believes in that. But the purpose of life is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of the day with mitzvahs and control the Yetzer Hara. So, of course, their society has to lead to this. It has to lead to murder. It has to lead to rape. It has to lead, everything has to lead to 70% znus rate is in America, and divorce rate, and the breakup of the family, and everything is the breakup of the family entails. The blacks, 70% of blacks are violent, are in jail. In New York, 70% of blacks have committed crimes. Not their fault. They're without parents because their znus is rampant and mothers don't know who their fathers are. So you have to change the blacks, you have to start teaching them that there's a value of controlling the Yetzer Hara. That's you have to raise children. That could change the blacks. Not throwing money at them and defunding the police. That's a way to to stop black crime, is defunding the police, and like in California, under $900, you can't be put in jail. Of course, it'll lower the police population, the prison population of blacks. But we have to educate them in control of Yetzirah. Even a guy can be controlled. The culture would be to control Yetzirah. There wouldn't be murders. There wouldn't be zlus. The less, at least. So the culture of America is a culture that's heading to a collision, a self-destruction phase, because society can't function with selfishness. Look at the amount of people that are backing defunding the police, the cities that have done that. Right? Denver and Minneapolis, they defunded the police. It's such insanity. Why? To let people do as they wish. Letting people do as they wish is the tragedy of humanity. That's all. You must have discipline. You must have control of the Yetzer Hara. And we're the only nation that does it. So nothing shocking about the murders. It's normal. It fits in well with the pattern. What should stop them? Right? The politicians act like they're pulling out their hair over the murders that happen. What should stop them? Did they ever train anybody not to kill? Is there ever education that you have to control your anger? No, you don't control your anger. You go to an anger clinic where he tells you how to be selfish and still get angry without harming others, maybe. But no one tells control your anger, control your kas, control your violence, don't hit anybody else, don't insult anyone else. Lashon Hara is also violence. What nation has a value of Lashon Hara? No nation. No one says you can't insult anybody else or hurt someone else's feelings. So it's a society of goyim. We have to get out of that society. That's we have to separate ourselves, or else we ourselves will end up with children exactly like the murderers that we see in the newspapers. Yeah. Any other questions?
Yeah. Following up.
I don't think there's anybody left in the world yet to talk about, huh?
Yeah. Rosh Shiva mentioned before the wonderful opportunity that everybody took advantage of to come and learn, and that people should focus on Lima Chaira and not focus on other pursuits. So what does it mean when we bench Rosh Chodesh, when we wish for Chaim, so Aishir V'Chavad? We're asking Rav Hashem for Aishir V'Chavad, what are we asking him for? Those are typically things that we say we should not chase after.
Good question. Someone said once, Aishir is that can't be right pshat, because we asked before for panosa, chaim sheishman panosa, so it can't be sameh b'chelka. We already have panosa. So what's oisher? The Torah says oisher and kovod are tremendously powerful things, positive things. If you have wealth, you can do something with it. You can support institutions. You can help the poor. Without wealth, you wouldn't have any yeshivas, you wouldn't have anything. You need wealth. Wealth is an important thing. And COVID is an important thing. Because if you don't have COVID, no one listens to you. When you go into a doctor's office, he always makes sure that his diploma is hanging on the desk, on the wall behind his desk. Because the diploma says he's an expert. And you listen to him when he gives you advice to take a medicine. You'll fill a prescription because an expert told you about it. Now, so COVID is important. COVID is not an avera. Oisher is not an avera. The Yetzer Hara for COVID, the Yetzer Hara for Oisher is what's wrong. Your Yetzer Hara for Oisher is wanting to lord over others, for COVID to be more important than others. Prestige and power. Those, when they become, that's your drive, that's your interest, that's what's corrupting you. But if you have Oisher V'Kovod without having to succumb to the Yetzer Hara for Oisher V'Kovod, it's a wonderful thing. You'll be able to accomplish a lot of things. You'll be able, even if you're not a rov or a teacher, you're a board member of something, you'll speak. People will listen to you if you have COVID. If you don't have COVID, they won't listen to you. COVID is important. You listen to someone who has COVID. So we're asking for the Oisher and COVID that we can use L'Shem Shemayim. And that's an important thing. Without having to give in to our Yetzer Hara for it. That's why we say afterwards, Chayishim Yeshem Yerushimayim. They say a joke that Ben Shemesh Chodesh, we say Chaim Shaim Shel Avaster of Yerushalayim, and then we say afterwards Chaim Sheish Bohem Avaster of Yerushalayim. Before we also mention Yerushalayim, so they say from the joke that in between you said Oishu Echoved, so you lost your Yerushalayim that way. So you have to ask again a second time for Chaim Sheish Bohem Yerushalayim. You shouldn't lose it through the Oishu Echoved. So you have to know Oishu Echoved is a big nisoyin. Wealth makes you feel that you're important, but the Oishu and Kovod has to be the Shem Shomayim to give, to help others, and Kovod, the other people should listen to you, and you should be able to Mekadosh Shem Shomayim with your opinion and with your teachings and with everything you do. So Kovod is an important thing. Three things were Mechabed in the Torah: the mitzvah, a melech, a rav, and parents. These are all people that teach us, that guide us. A melech guides a nation in the dark Torah. And a teacher teaches you Torah. And the parents raise you, educate you. We have to have kovod for these people because they're the ones that are teaching us how to live, and we have to respect them in order that we should absorb their lessons. All right, so kovod is a good thing. That's all. Yes.
Very much in the news, what is going on in the school system in the state of New York, and the Gedolei Yisrael have pressed upon everybody to become involved in that situation, to care about it. Why is what's going on in New York, in the New York educational system, the interest / problem of those Yidden who live outside of New York?
Well, New York has 50% of all children in schools, religious schools, Torah schools, 50% of the country. So it should interest someone, all of us, that 50% of Jews are going to be affected by laws which will maybe cause religious schools to go underground, literally. They can give a regulation that will cause us to cease to exist. For example, they could ask us to give 7 hours a day in Limudei Chol. They could ask us to give courses in equality of the sexes, in transgender, in LGBT, to respect the fact that you can have two parents that are males or females. These are all going to undermine the whole culture of Yiddishkeit. That's what we're standing before, regulations like that. And the very fact that we'll have to spend 7 hours a day teaching the Midah Chodesh leaves no time for the Midah Chodesh. So it's a terrible gzeirah. Now, it happens in New York, it's 50% of the population, but once it happens in New York, it'll spill over to other states. That's what always happens. New York is the leader. It's the largest population. It'll spill over to other states, like everything else. When New York passes a law, the people copy it. So it'll spread to Maryland soon, and to New Jersey. New Jersey will be the quickest because it's across the bridge. So certainly New Jersey will start such a law to regulate yeshivas. And it started because of a group of Satmar Chassidim, the Rishonu Pirish, decided to sue the government, and they started an organization, Yafet, which took the government to task for approving the schools of the Satmar Chassidim, mainly, where they don't learn Kemar any Limudei Chol. And they took them to task, and they got the newspapers behind them. And the pressure of the public opinion was so strong that the Board of Regents, that the Education Department, had to do something, and that's why they made these regulations, because the court practically ordered them to do it. And that can happen in any state. They'll go to every state in the country, go to Illinois and go to Maryland, every place where there's a religious concentration. They'll go and they'll take the court and the newspapers. They have a well-oiled machine. They're supported by Reform Jewry. They're supported by millions of dollars of money of people who would like Jews to stop being religious. There's the famous fund that supports all the activities in Israel. They got their money also. So we're fighting a battle for our survival. I want to add that the campaign for sending in names, it ends at May 31st, I think, was very successful. They got 175,000 signatures in protest, which is very impressive. The state never received such a number of protests. The last time they received anything near that was the last time they tried regulations, which were 150,000 letters. And because of that, they withdrew their regulations, and maybe something will happen to cause them to withdraw now also. I don't know. The Board of Regents is caught between the newspapers, public opinion, and the firm pressure. There's a tremendous political pressure. So many signatures are against them. They know that they can easily be overthrown as a commissioner of education, or if so many signatures. They're caught in between. They have to make their decision. We hope that the tefillos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the zchus harabim will be able to be matzliach. Okay. Okay. Anything else?
Thanks to Rosh Hashiva for his time.
Okay.
And, everybody's invited to take part in the next Seder Limud. Rabbi Einstein will be giving shir in here at 5:00.
Okay.
Yeah.